Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and
welcome
to
Life Lessons. I am your host, Terri Ann Cormier, and I hope you're all enjoying your Good Friday. Hopefully it's a day off for each of you. I, on the other hand, am working as always, and I wish you all a very happy Easter. So today is a really special day, not only because, of course, it's Good Friday, but because today we're talking about a subject that I absolutely adore, living your passion. Today we have a special guest on the show, Christy Clark, who most definitely lives her passion each and every day, and more on Christy in just a little bit. So what is passion anyway?
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a mix-up there. Can you believe that April is almost to its end? May will soon be here, and you can smell the spring coming through the air, my absolute favorite time of the year. So today we're talking about a very important topic. Our topic is on making mistakes. My goal is, by the end of our time together today, I want to share with you some stories, some facts, and hopefully steps that you can take to relieve yourself of any anxiety or stress that you have or that you may be experiencing today because of a fear of making mistakes. Because quite honestly, mistakes will happen. They are ones you can predict or possibly prevent. And then there's others that are completely out of your control. When I was a little girl, I can remember quite frequently my stepfather giving me the impression that mistakes should not happen. If I poured too much milk in the cup and it spilled over the top, I, at times, was scorned. Or when I dropped the glass and broke it, I received that look of frustration, those killer eyes from my stepfather. Well, I'm sure my stepfather made loads of mistakes himself. He somehow thought my childhood gave the impression that everything should be mistake-free, and thus I should be as well. Well, you and I both know logically that just couldn't be right, nor could it be correct. However, as a parent myself, and I'm sure there are some of you listening right now that are guilty of making your children feel not so great about a mistake they just made. It's not that we are horrible parents or that we think mistakes just don't happen. It's that a lot of us have been hardwired to be much more critical of ourselves and of others when it comes to making mistakes. The truth is, mistakes happen. They happen to the young, they happen to the old, and they happen to the in-between. Mistakes are a part of our learning and our growth path. I mention this, I believe, almost every week in one way or another. But life, lessons in life is all about the lessons you learn in life. When you're 3 years old, you get a stool. You push it up close and personal to the stove. You stand on top of it, and you put your hand on that pretty little red burner. And yikes, that hurts. Humans are wired to do just that. We make a mistake, and we learn from it, hopefully. So are you someone who makes a mistake and gets over it? Or are you one of the many who is always concerned about making a mistake and thus becomes overly anal, and you just don't know what to do? The idea of perfection that had either been instilled in us through our parents or guardians, or quite possibly society as a whole, is a load of crap. For one thing, I can never be perfect, and either can you. No one can. That is ultimately an impossible task, and to strive for perfection is to guarantee your failure. Trying to avoid mistakes is extremely limiting. Because in order to do so, you'll be avoiding trying new things, and you'll avoid trying things outside of your comfort zone. What a boring way to live your life, and it's so safe to live that way. And life isn't meant to live safely within a little box. So for those of you who have this limiting belief that you should not make mistakes, the rest of this is for you. The steps to release yourself of the fear are simple, they're logical, and pretty easy to wrap your mind around, if you choose to. Remember, everything in life is mind over matter. You must want to change your ways. I can't make you. There's no magic pill. You only need to take a step and move into a new direction. So the steps. Step one, you need to first determine where your desire for perfection comes from. Quite possibly, you learn to associate making mistakes with being judged, rejected, and ridiculed, and you have carried that association with you to your present life. Think about where and how your perfection need originated. Was it from your parents? Was it from your teachers? Or is it something that you taught yourself along the way? Step two, what are your thoughts or beliefs regarding making mistakes? I always thought by making a mistake it meant I was dumb or weak. An example I have, if my father asked me for a specific tool when I was a little girl, say he was asking for a Phillips screwdriver, I went to the garage to go get it. However, I didn't know what a Phillips screwdriver was. So I picked up the next best thing, brought it to him, and of course, it wasn't the correct tool. Even if I saw the tool before, I was a young kid, I didn't always bring the right tool back. My father had a way of making me feel extremely inadequate when I brought the tool that he did not want. And thus, I learned at a very young age that if I did something wrong, it made me look dumb. It made me look weak. You need to think of a time when you were afraid of failing or making a mistake. Maybe that was when you were young, or maybe that's today. So what happens if you do fail or if you goof up? What happens after that? And how do you think you would handle it today? Step three, this step I think is extremely important. Can you think of a time where your negative belief existed? You went on, you did it anyway, only to find out that you were wrong. Life didn't stop when you screwed up. For example, when my father now comes over my house to help me with a reno, and for example, last weekend I just bought a horse, and I'm one of those funny people who bought the horse and didn't have the stable, so I had to then build a stable. So I bought a horse, it's still with its owners right now, and I realized I need to build a stable. So I called my father up because he's an extremely handy man, and I said, Dad, I need to build a stable. I bought a miniature horse, so the stable's only 8x16. And so he comes over, and he's, of course, still the exact same man he was when I was a kid. However, I'm a very different person than I was when I was a child. So he asked for a tool, and I had not the slightest clue what he was talking about. So I asked him what it looked like. He explained it. I go look for it in the garage, and I cannot find that darn thing at all. So I think about how he explained what it looked like. I go to the garage, I get the next best thing, and I bring it back. Guess what, guys? I was wrong. He gets upset, he's frustrated, because he thinks I should know what that tool is. Now, I don't know about you, but if you don't do something as a full-time gig, or even a part-time gig, you don't know the ins and outs of it. Well, I'm not a carpenter, and I don't know all tools. So I laugh it off, and I tell him, why don't you just go get it yourself then? Obviously, he knows what it looks like. I don't. And if I keep going, I'm possibly just going to keep screwing up. Or he'll just have to be very patient because quite possibly I could take 5 to 10 minutes to find out whatever it is. Ha! I no longer feel that I'm dumb because I don't know what a tool is that I've never seen before. It's like expecting me to know how to do a filling when I've never gone to dentistry school. Well, maybe not that intense, but you get the process. These moments prove that my old belief system was wrong. What are some facts that go against your previous or current negative beliefs about making mistakes? Maybe you have a belief that you can't back up a car. Well, get in the car, go back up in your driveway, sit it really straight, and prove yourself wrong. Step four, make new beliefs. The fear of making mistakes develops as we grow and we perceive other people's reactions to our screw-ups. When we experience other people responding negatively to our mistakes, we learn to think of those mistakes as something bad. However, contrary to that popular belief, making mistakes can be good. How else would you learn without screwing up? Think about when you learned to walk for the first time. You were really terrible at it, as was I, as was everyone else in the world. Unless you are one of those genius babies that was walking directly out of the womb. Even after we tried walking for the 20th time, we still weren't very good at it. But babies haven't learned negative associations with making mistakes yet. Can you imagine if babies were afraid of making mistakes? No one would ever learn to walk. No one would learn to tie their shoelaces. No one would ever learn to read or write. So think of making mistakes as a learning experience. It's how we grow and expand our horizons. A life spent making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing. That's a quote by Gerard Bernard Shaw. It's how we grow and we expand our horizons. It's how we develop as people. Making mistakes is also a part of the human condition. To be imperfect is to be human, and we can't expect any more than that. Think about it. Practice makes perfect. And when you're practicing, you are making mistakes. It's that simple. Okay, the final step is step 5. Remember to be kind to yourself when you make mistakes. You may experience the tendency to beat yourself up after you've made a mistake. You tell yourself you're an idiot. You convince yourself that you've let all of your friends and your family down. You torture yourself with guilt, and you think over and over again about how you screwed up. When you find yourself doing this, interrupt the process by reminding yourself that you have just had an opportunity to learn something. Ask yourself what you have learned. Ask yourself how you might apply that in your future. And remind yourself that you're human. Pat yourself on the back for adding a new skill set to your life. Congratulations, you've just taken a step in the right direction. You've just joined the millions and billions of other people who make mistakes. When I look back in my own life, there have been many screw-ups. Some I saw coming, some I probably could have avoided, and some I didn't see coming a mile away. One of my much more larger mistakes happened in my teenage years. As you know, if you are a regular listener, I was a rebel without a clue. I can remember going out as a teenager and partying with friends who probably were not really my friends, just the cool people to hang out with all the time. Well, if I lived on the edge, they lived off the cliff. I ended up hanging out with a group of teens that I didn't trust, and my gut said, run, Terri-Ann, run for the hills, but rather, I stayed. On one specific evening, they convinced me to go to a party in a not-so-great part of town. I went very reluctantly, and it went completely against my grain. It went against every part of my body that was saying, Terri-Ann, you're not supposed to go there. The night ended with them bringing me into a crack house, to which, once I realized where I was, I went into a side bedroom to call a cab. The problem was, I was in a crack house. The person who owned the place saw me go into this room, and he was furious. He thought I was stealing his crack. And without going into very traumatic details, it ended up with him throwing me down a flight of stairs. Now, if that's not scary enough, not one of those so-called friends got up to help me. I wasn't hurt physically, but mentally and emotionally, I was scared out of my wits. And I tried to remain my dignity as best as I could. I ran out into the street, I caught the next cab, and I cried the entire way home. I remember the cab driver looking back at me very, very, in such a strange way and saying, honey, you don't look like you're from this part of town. And he was true. Angry I was at myself for going against my gut and making one of the most biggest mistakes of my life. I could have been killed. I could have been raped. I could have been put in jail, for goodness sake, if a raid would have happened. But I took this as a life lesson. It was a lesson to show me how right my gut is. A lesson that those who are cool don't necessarily rule. I learned to choose my friends better, choose my decisions with much more wisdom, and I also learned that not everything is what it seems. So what did you do in your past that you're still beating yourself up over? Why haven't you let it go yet? You made the decision. You cannot go back and change it. So what did you learn? Remember, nothing in life happens without reason. There was a reason you made the mistakes you did. Life certainly has a way of teaching us very interesting lessons. But ultimately, you are in control of your choices and the changes you make because of those choices. Another moment in my life that I made a pretty crazy mistake was when my sister was just 2 or 3. I was probably 13 or 14 years old, babysitting her for my parents. As most teenagers do, I was on the phone, gabbing it up, not wanting to spend any time with my sister because she was driving me absolutely nuts. As I was chatting on the telephone, my sister began to nag and to cry. Well, as you know, I was a rebel without a clue. Ignorance, I believe, was my middle name. So at 2 or 3 years old, I gave my sister, without really thinking of the consequences, a hard candy. A few minutes passed, and I could no longer hear my sister. Well, I was a rebel without a clue, remember? And so when I looked to the left, my sister was bright blue on the floor. I noticed my sister on her knees, a slight noise coming out of her. She was choking, and I was the cause of it. Thank goodness for CPR training and that babysitter course my mother put me in, because I saved my sister that day. It did take me a while to forgive myself for that mistake, as the mistake of taking another person's life is the mistake not one of us would ever want to experience. However, I am sharing this with you not so that you think I was a horrible teenager, and at times I was, not for you to feel bad for me, but so you can understand that even the biggest mistakes in your life, you have lessons that you can learn from them, and that you can move from them knowing that they are within your control to not make again. Life has a way of teaching us very, very valuable lessons. And I think the biggest lessons that we all have are the lessons we can teach others. If you're a parent, you share stories of your childhood with your kids so that they don't make the same mistakes. If you're a teacher, you share stories and insights with your students in your school. Lessons in life we learn each and every day. Some are big and some are small. And mistakes are a part of every day. You know, pushing the snooze button and then sleeping past the snooze button and not going to work on time. Or putting that shirt that said, "Do not dry," in the dryer and shrinking your shirt so now your 11-year-old can wear it and you no longer can. Or putting something on the oven, going upstairs and watching TV, falling asleep, and almost burning your house down. These are all lessons in life. They're all mistakes. Some are small, some are very, very big. Some have repercussions and consequences that we don't ever want to have to experience, but they are mistakes, and mistakes are an inevitable process of the human existence. That's it. The thing is to learn from them and to learn from others' mistakes so that you don't need to make them again. Life is fun. And I think if you can look at life with humor and you can look at life with insight, you'll be all that much more closer to living a happier and more luxurious, fulfilling life. I can think of another mistake that I made a long time ago. I had 2 or 3 businesses on the go at a time. As my normal personality is, I try to do too much all at once. And this time I had a little bit too much on my plate. I was running a sign company. I was doing home decor and it was really close to Christmas. So there was lots of trade shows. There were some in Moncton. There were some in St. John. They were all over. And I didn't calculate based on me being one person and my free labor of my husband and my sister and brother. I didn't really calculate how much actual orders I could take based on the amount of time in a day and the amount of weeks till Christmas. So I went to one trade show, got 100 orders. Went to another trade show, got 200 orders. Had orders on my online site, had orders from Facebook, you know, orders. Now, this was 5, 6 years ago. So I sit down and I, you know, of course, start working on my orders. Well, based on 4 people and the amount of orders I had, there was not enough hours in the day and enough hours left in the next few weeks for me to get them done. So you had people who had depended on getting specific products for Christmas gifts to give to people, and I had overdone it. I didn't have enough time in the day to get people's orders done. So what do? Well, you pick up the phone, very reluctantly, and you call your customers and you let them know that some of them may have to get them after Christmas. Now, stupid? Yes. Slightly overwhelmed? Absolutely. Probably learned a very valuable lesson. And the lesson was, A, have more staff on hand, just in case you need them, and B, count out how many hours are in the day, times that by how many weeks you have left till Christmas, and figure out how many orders you can actually achieve. Now, I learned that lesson. It was a crappy mistake. I had a couple people, not a lot, because I actually did work basically 24 hours a day just to get them done. I had a couple customers that had to wait till after Christmas. Not good. But did I get over it? Yes. I've moved past it, and it's a mistake I'm never going to make again. I forgave myself. I think my customers forgave me. And life moved on. I can think of, actually most recently, a friend of mine, we were talking about the stove earlier, she put a pot of craft dinner on for her kids. She went upstairs and started watching, I think she said Dr. Oz or, you know, one of her favorite shows. Well, the water was in the pot. The craft dinner was in the pot. Well, you know how it works. You keep something hot for long enough and the water starts going away. Well, she burned craft dinner. I've never heard of that before, but she burnt craft dinner to the point that it went up in flames. Now, thank goodness that she had a fire alarm directly above it. The fire alarm went off, scared the crap out of her. No more Dr. Oz. She went running downstairs. Lo and behold, there was a flame flying all over her oven. She got the fire extinguisher. She put it out. Another life lesson. A mistake. Something that she probably could have prevented because she probably should have stayed next to the oven. But we're all guilty of making silly mistakes and the kind of mistakes where when once it's done, you just look at yourself and go, really? Really, Terry Ann, did you just do that? Well, yes, I did. But I'm not going to do it again because I learned from it. So give yourself some credit. You're not the only person who makes mistakes. It's not the last mistake you'll make. Hopefully you won't have to make too many big mistakes, but they are an inevitable process of life. And you need to fully embrace the fact that when you make a mistake, you've learned something. Take those tools and put them in your life toolkit. It's too stressful to not want to make mistakes, and it's too safe. And it creates a lot of anxiety in your life to not want to make mistakes. Mistakes will happen. Some you'll see coming, and some you won't. And that's just life. You'll do it, and I'll do it. So hopefully you can wake up tomorrow morning or just start right now and look at life with a fresh new perspective, a fresh new set of eyes, and go out not with the intention to make mistakes, but know that you will make some and embrace them. Share with me on your blog, share with me on our blog, on our Facebook page, and let me know the lessons that you've learned so that we can share with others. As always, it's been great chatting about a topic that I think a lot of us struggle with. Making mistakes, remember, is a step in learning life lessons and molding and preparing you for the life you were meant to live. I hope you start on your journey to doing just that. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for a new topic on life lessons. Ciao.